B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 157 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, March 3rd. Here we go. Marching on.
Marching on.
And no matter what kind of day you have today, I want you to keep this in mind.
What?
It can't be worse than this girl had a couple days ago. 19-year-old college student from the UK.
Okay.
Went absolutely bonkers when her favorite lottery numbers came up for $253 million this past Friday.
Okay, what happened?
She didn't play her favorite numbers that one week. She forgot to buy her ticket. So no matter what kind of day you have.
They're going to give it to her anyway?
Oh, sure, yeah. Was this morning court?
That's disappointing. I would definitely file that under disappointing. disappointing. Oh, yes, here it is.
You know what, though? For the rest of her life, she's only 19. She's got a great story.
Oh, right? Yeah. She's got a great
conversation starter. Hey, did I ever say?
At the end of the bar. Taking your life away. You know why I'm here?
$253 million. Dollars, so keep her in mind today.
You know what?
She's young. So more
chances. Yeah, she'll bounce back. Don't
sure
worry.
She will. Okay. Anyway, can I throw that out there? High of 45 today. A little bit warmer. That's nice. 29 tonight. And tomorrow, sunny and 39 with some gusty winds tomorrow. So that's coming our way. Right now, it's 26, and we're giving away more cash today. It's going to be early, early, early. Brian Adams is going to play in the 10 o'clock hour. So when you hear Brian Adams, not Bell, start calling for your shot at $500, 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Okay? So don't forget, that is the 10K. No repeat workday song today. I know you're driving, so you don't have time, but we'll give you the phone number plenty of time between now and then so you can get your share of 10K.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Wednesday morning here. Let's see what's happening with Lauren Beckham Falcone checking the news.
That's me.
That's
all
it.
Right.
Okay. After that intro,
right?
You better bring it.
I would like you to sort of sing it a little bit more next time. A little.
That's
lilt.
Not my thing.
It's
you know?
Not your
no,
thing.
No, it's not my thing. I'm not.
Make it your thing.
No, it's. You don't want that.
All right.
No, we're good. Go.
All right. A group of state lawmakers are calling on Governor Charlie Baker to make teachers a priority for the coronavirus vaccine. Baker has called for all schools to return in-school learning by April 1st. Police in Massachusetts are reporting a rise in thefts of catalytic converters from vehicles. Cambridge police say more than 40 reports of stolen catalytic converters made in the city since January. Most of the emissions control devices have been stolen from Toyota Prius models. And thanks to Brian Bell, we know now because it might have platinum in it.
Yeah.
It does have platinum in it.
I
and it costs,
that.
It'll, like, you can get $200 for each one.
Right.
Yeah. A former Wynn Resorts executive is planning to build a 21-story apartment tower in Everett. John Taco is proposing a 366-unit apartment building named Sky Everett, which would feature a restaurant on the top floor with a retractable roof. That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
And some kids won't be getting a new Cadbury cream egg in their Easter basket this year. That's because it's not a candy. It's a beer. The chocolatier has partnered with a brewery in London to create a golden goo beerly cream stout. They say it mirrors the candy's super sweet gooiness. They even suggest drinking it out of a cracked open cream egg. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like dessert, right? One and done.
One and done.
I don't know if
yeah.
I want my beer to be gooey.
Yeah, gooey. Yeah.
That's not the word.
Just one and done.
Goes on sale in the UK if you go on. In right, sports, fine. The Celtics beat the Clippers 117-112 last night. The Celtics will remain home tomorrow to meet the Raptors in their final game before the All-Star break. And the Bruins will host Washington tonight. Weather today, a mix of clouds and sun and a high near 45.
Day. When you get to work today, make sure you have us on. And 10 o'clock is going to be your first shot. $500 with a 10K no repeat workday. Song of the day, Bryan Adams, Summer 69, is that. That's the song. It's worth $500. All you have to do is be caller 100. That gives you a lot of chances to get through. 855-485-2000 is the number, because there's only one person answering the phone.
Right.
100 times.
Oh, my.
Think about that.
That would be great. That was unlike my high school experience.
Not, you never had the phone, didn't
never,
ring.
The phone never rang.
Hi, your caller won. Okay.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, it's 617. Hey, cool things brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is your engine, your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly and get your vehicle scanned free of charge. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. LBF, what's cool?
An American treasure gets a dose of her own medicine
in a good way. Good. I like
just it. Just in time last
dose
night,
of
actually.
Her own medicine. Okay. Yep. Brian, what do you got?
Did you ever wonder why people in old movies talk funny, Bob?
I often have, actually.
I might have an answer for you.
Okay.
That's, so
that's pretty good. Yeah, because they do, right?
Yes, they do.
They're so stiff and stilted. But I liked
it. Dorothy.
I liked it. Yeah, Dorothy. That's great. Oh, that's coming up. Plus, six things in March that are going on sale that might be interested in. I'll tell you what they are. Okay, LBF.
Okay, so just last night, watching TV with Lucy. We're watching the news. Probably a bad idea, but whatever.
Tell me you weren't watching David Muir.
I was.
Oh, my God.
I watched David Muir with
Doomsday
my daughter.
Lucille.
I'm like, listen, this is life.
So, Doomsday David Muir.
I know. But all of a sudden, she started to get tense. And I was like, and she started asking about the COVID shot because she's scheduled to get one. And she's like, got really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, it's going to be okay. And then our American treasure appeared on the television screen.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton. And she, by the way, do you remember she donated $1 million to the hospital for the vaccine?
Moderna, yeah.
She got a vaccine.
That.
Here's what she had to
say. $1 million gets you.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion.
Huh.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Oh, good. Okay, well.
I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat.
It was as if Dolly Parton was talking right to Lucy, because Lucy suddenly has a Dolly Parton obsession.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So it all came together last night.
You tell her, don't be the coward of the county.
Well, that's a Kenny Rogers thing. And
yeah,
by the way,
close enough.
That's on one of my playlists when I go walking to.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Coward of the county.
Wow.
I'm embarrassed every time it comes on. I look around.
Mics are on.
Wow.
You know that, right? Okay. All right.
It's a weird family.
Just slowly turn the locked door, okay? All right. This
Brian.
Started going around on TikTok, and it could be an answer to why those old-timey movies sound the way they do.
Okay.
Has anybody ever noticed that in motion pictures from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, actors and actresses sounded very different to how they sound today? This accent is actually referred to as the transatlantic accent and was actually taught in many Hollywood motion picture studios. You see, back when radio was first introduced to the world, the microphones sounded tinnier and had a very different frequency to the microphones of today. This prompted speakers to enunciate clearly by adopting an accent with both American and British traits. So a sentence would have been, she decided to purchase a bottle of wine at the picture theater.
Yes, that's all right. She decided to purchase a bottle of wine at the movie theater.
You're
that's
so
your
good
turn.
At it.
He's very good at
he
it.
He could go back in time.
He should.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
as soon as I perfect my flex capacitor, I'm out of here.
Wait a minute.
It's fascinating.
You can get wine at the picture theater? I didn't know that.
They were heady times,
yeah,
Bob.
Boy, they had fun. There it is. That's good. Okay.
That's great.
Six things that go on sale in March. In no particular order, these are the things. Grills are going on sale. Get your best price before summer, because right now they're just out and they might want to bargain with you.
Okay.
Mattresses, again, new models are on the way, so you get a better price on that. Even frozen food March is National Frozen Food Month, so a lot of grocery stores offer deals. How about that?
Okay, all right. Who
Number
know?
Three, winter sports gear.
Well,
yeah, you know why. I think skis, snowboards. Do I need to say why? Heavy coats and all that good stuff. Number two, are you listening, Dave? Jewelry. Yes. There's always a lot left over from Valentine's Day.
Really?
So jewelry stores will drop their prices. How about that? And lastly, TVs.
Now you're talking.
Yep.
Yeah, they're, now you're talking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. After
Something
the
useful.
Super Bowl, right?
Oh my God.
Factors. Getting you ready for new releases. So it's the second best month of the year to buy a TV. November's first because of Black Friday and all that. That's so if you look at market.
TV over jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a conversation.
Oh, my God.
I'm a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. Who heard it from another.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Wednesday, right in the middle of it, of the week. Get you over the hump today with a shot at $500, the 10K no-repeat workday. Song of the day for $500 is Brian Adams, Summer of 69. Julie Devereaux is going to play that in the 10 o'clock hour. So be listening for your shot at $500 today, bright and early. New report says more men than ever are buying makeup. The main reason? All these guys are seeing themselves on Zoom during the pandemic, and they don't like what they see. Man makeup.
Trust me.
It's a thing.
Don't start. You'll never stop.
Is that right? A little foundation?
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Right? I did a Zoom call with some friends Friday, and I just got off the bike.
Oh, yeah.
Moments, and my face was beet red. It looked unbelievably
like Rob Ford beat red.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
the,
Bob, you okay? You okay, Bob?
I know. When you get off an exercise machine and people ask if you're okay.
Humble bragging. That's all.
They just is it?
Very humble. Boy, too bad I didn't have this product.
Yeah, you need some.
It's available now. What's this called?
Yeah.
Man stain? Is that what it's
called? It's man stain.
It's not makeup. It's makeup,
no,
but it's for men.
It's to appeal
men.
For real manly men.
Don't call it makeup.
No, it's man stain.
You're a man, and you've got skin. Lots of it. Make it work for you with a new line of revolutionary skin ammo from Manstain.
Okay, I'm sorry, what is Manstain?
It levels up your mug for peak appearance performance.
So it's makeup.
Nah, dude, makeup's for girls. Manstain's just for the guys. Annihilate redness, vanquish fine lines, and block impurities with Manstain Double IPA Tinted Dude Fluid. Manstain Mascara for maximum alertness. And Meat Lover's Guy Shadow Eye Derm Pizza Compact.
Yeah, I could have used that.
Sounds good.
That is incredibly good marketing.
Isn't that great? Manstain.
Yeah. Man.
Sounds a little toxic.
Yeah.
That's out there.
Makeup.
All right. So, what do you got coming up? Dirty laundry.
Well, I've got another M word.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Is she a bully? Maybe.
Wow. She's a home wrecker.
Thank you.
You know what she is?
That was pretty good, Albia.
You
know what she is?
What is
she's not a home wrecker.
What?
She's a palace wrecker. Okay.
I'm on the fence with Meghan. I'm on the fence.
All right, we'll find out.
There's some receipts.
You hang on to it. Okay, Brian. Out of
the road. Check your ride. Brought to you by Whole Foods Markets. Here are the problems right now. We have a disabled vehicle, two flat tires in the breakdown lane, 93 northbound side, before you get to Mystic Valley Parkway, exit 31. Also have a disabled vehicle down in Canton, 95 northbound, just after Neponset Street. It's in the breakdown lane, too, about a mile before 93. And then the expressway, East Milton Square up to Southampton, is stop and go already this morning. Change up your breakfast at Whole Foods Market with 30% off Khalifa Farm products through March 16th while supplies last. Plus, Prime members save an extra 10%. Learn more on the Whole Foods Market app.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo. And enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. You know, on my deserted island record album list, that's up there. I'm taking it with me.
Really?
The Cars? The OG? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's going on the deserted island with me. Do they have electricity there for the turntables?
I think you need that bike made out of bamboo that the professor made.
That's what I
right.
need. But that's
yes.
That's going with me.
Okay.
That's top 10. Okay.
That's top 10.
Oh, for sure.
It's not
coconut
my top
record
10.
Player.
Well, why would it be? There's no room. You got Dolly. You got the Carpenters. Barry.
No, that's right.
There's no room.
There's no room.
Well, my island's going to be cooler. Anyway, mix of clouds and sun today. High of 45. Right now, it is just 26. Let's do this. Time for some dirty laundry, LBF. I'm dying
laundry
to do it.
Again.
Can you put a little softener in, though? It might be harsh.
I do everything around here.
Okay.
Right? Laundry.
A little softener would be nice.
It's, yeah.
All right.
I got a little bit of an update on the Alec Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin baby sitch.
Okay.
Also, who is running a sugar daddy website, or at least spokeswomaning it? Mm. But first, let us talk about Meghan Markle.
Okay.
What's happening? She and Prince Harry are going to be interviewed Sunday by Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
So tune into that. But meanwhile, Buckingham Palace is rife with rumors right now that Meghan, before she left, had reduced staffers to tears. Bullied them. Humiliated them. It was an emotional cruelty situation. In fact, a spokesperson for her communications department back in the day filed a complaint with HR for Buckingham Palace saying that the communications assistant saying that this was
That's
all happening.
Cool. They have HR in the palace?
They have receipts, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They have HR.
HR in the palace.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But again, I approach this through a lens of like, I don't know. They hate her over in the UK, and so they'll do anything to really malign her.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to this interview.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to get the real truth because we never do.
Mm.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll get a little closer.
So
to
you
it.
Don't like, think you know, she's a palace wrecker?
I think that you got to be careful about her responsibility in this. Yeah. Harry's really, it's his family.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I was the Queen, I'd be sad. And if I was William, I'd be sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sad human being because I care about this.
I'm not going to your island.
I know.
No fun. Okay.
I don't know. I can't reconcile this. All right. On to sugar daddies.
Jeez,
you ready?
Wow.
Well, there's this website, Seeking Arrangement. Did you know that you can go on to and you can find yourself a rich, married, non-married person that you can, like, sink your hooks into and then
they
pay for
stuff. Are they just sugar daddies or are there sugar mamas?
I think there might be sugar mamas. Here's the twist.
Okay.
Remember Rachel Yucatel, Tiger Woods' mistress?
I do.
She's a spokesperson now. Earning six figures for doing this.
She knows
how
to do
it. She apparently met a guy on that website, a married lawyer.
Okay.
And so she was dating the married lawyer and like perfectly happy.
No apologies?
No, exactly. Perfectly happy being like, yeah, he's married. I don't know. Anyway, so she's getting paid for this, and now she's going to help people meet their match on this seekingarrangements.com.
Boy, that is...
Write it down.
No, I'm good.
All right, so there's that to make your day. And then finally, the big miracle mystery baby that is Hilaria and Alec Baldwin's.
Right.
As you recall, she had a baby 5 months ago, Eduardo, and then yesterday she announced that she had another baby.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the baby's now, they named the baby. No explanation, no nothing. They're just putting it up on the face. It's kind of nuts. Lucia.
Lucia.
Or Lucia, depending.
It's a boy?
It's a girl. Lucy. It's Lucy. Oh, Lucy. Essentially, it's Lucy. Spanish for Lucy.
That's nice.
So good. There you go.
All right. They done?
I don't think they're done. They're never done. Lord, I am, however, finished here.
You know what? Thanks for you so did a little reasons. Softener in that report.
Did
a little
I?
Fabric softener.
I've started using fabric softener.
You just starting?
Yeah. I've never used it before.
Are you serious?
It's kind of amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Just an FYI.
Okay.
I mean, you're never too old to start something.
No,
new.
An
actual laundry tip.
See, I got everything.
Okay. Snuggle?
No, it's Downy.
No thanks.
Okay.
I think. I smell faint.
Brian got the joke.
I'll snuggle you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. There's a real rocket man out there. His name is Yusuke Mazawa. From Japan, he's a multi-billionaire. 2 years ago, he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon.
Really?
He bought all 8 tickets for $250 million, and you can apply online to be one of his 8 guests for his fun trip.
Really?
Yeah. You in?
No.
I didn't think so.
I didn't even like to leave the house.
Yeah. But anyway, thought I'd share that.
Think about it for a second.
I know, I should have thought about it.
Yeah.
One second. Why should you get a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. So
all right,
it is two before 7.
All right,
what's
and
going
it's
on?
26 degrees in Boston. A group of state lawmakers are calling on Governor Charlie Baker to make teachers a priority for the coronavirus vaccine. Baker has called for all schools to return to in-school learning by April 1st. Police in Massachusetts are reporting a rise in thefts of catalytic converters from vehicles. Cambridge police say more than 40 reports of stolen catalytic converters have been made in the city since January. Most of the emissions control devices have been stolen from Toyota Prius models. Will Smith is hinting at possibly running for public office. The actor said he believes in the possibility of harmony and said he will do his part. And Seth Rogen is taking the wraps off a new business venture. The actor, writer, producer recently announced the launch of his own, not surprisingly, marijuana company.
Yeah.
It's called Houseplant.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
That's what he is. He makes faces, though. In sports and bongs. In sports, the Celtics beat the Clippers 117-112 in Boston last night. The Celtics will remain home tomorrow to meet the Raptors in their final game before the All-Star break. And the Bruins will host Washington tonight. Weather today, mix of clouds and sun, but a high near 45.
Okay. Hey, by the way, the website, if you're interested in being one of those 8 astronauts, is DearMoonEarth.com. Dear Moon.
So what do? You get in a plane and you fly to the moon and back?
Yeah, SpaceX. You go up, orbit.
Orbit,
yeah.
It's like just like basically a Sunday drive.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay. You in?
Still no.
I'm sorry, it's DearMoon.Earth.
Dear Moon Daughter.
There it is. Okay,
good
Brian.
Night, Moon.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Waitlist? No?
Yeah. Okay.
Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage.
Always
hey, look
that
at that.
Up.
So, good thing about space.
Wow, right. Rocket Mortgage. Okay, we're going to play Match Wits with Netwits. We haven't done that in a while, so it's fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a phrase. All you got to do is match wits with our answer, and you've got a great $50 prize here that Brian Bell will tell you about momentarily.
Okay.
So stand by. We're going to play Match Wits with Netwits in 10 minutes.
More 80s, more variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian. Boy, it's been a while since we played Match Wits. Huh. So let's play.
Yeah.
LBF, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Pen in hand.
Uh-huh.
Write your answer down to
right,
this. Lockdown Laura. See how timely we are? Lockdown Laura said, as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, I'm going to go out and get myself a nice blank. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead. Put
well,
on
the
those.
Options are endless.
Think of what Laura would do.
What's the best one?
What do we have for the winner, Brian?
Well, Bob, we have a $50 Lavenger gift card. Read, write, and dream with Lavenger. From fine pens and planners, notebooks, accessories, and more, visit Lavenger.com.
That's fun.
Fancy.
It is. Buy yourself a fancy pen instrument. Here it is one more time. Lockdown Laura said, as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, I'm going to go out and get myself a nice blank. LBF, got your answer written down?
I sure do,
Bob. Do me a favor. Fold it. Seal it.
Sit on it.
Thank you.
No, you sit on it.
You sit on it. And 888-410-1057. See if you can match wits with that, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck.
That over there.
888-410-1057. Lockdown Laura said, as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, I'm going to go out and get myself a nice blank. What is it?
It's time to play Match with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, here's what we're matching wits with today. LBF has written her answer down to this. Lockdown Laura said, as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, I'm going to go out and get myself a nice blank. Okay?
Okay.
So you have to get in the mind of LBF.
Yeah, don't spend a lot of time there.
No,
it's a dangerous place.
We're just trying to match what you would have written down that you did, and you're currently sitting on it as we speak, right?
I'm sitting on it.
Okay. You want to try one? Let's go to the phone, 888-410-1057. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tim.
All right, Tim, what do you think it is?
I think she's going to get a cold one.
A cold one, LBF. Is that what you wrote down? A cold one.
No, I didn't. I've had a lot of cold ones already.
It's not that. All right. Thank you. All right, so let's go to the phone. Hi, ROR, what do you think?
The answer would be makeover.
Nice makeover.
No, but that's a good idea.
Thank you. ROR, what is your answer? Match wits.
Yeah, a nice steak.
Nice steak. That's what Lockdown Bob would have.
Yeah, no.
Not so much Laura. Thank you. ROR, what's your answer?
Hey, Matt, how are you doing today?
Good. What is it?
After the COVID's over, I think I'd like to get a nice massage.
See?
You got it. That's the one.
Bye.
A massage.
Nice job.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good. You got it, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Mike. Call me Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Okay. I was enlisted. I wasn't an officer, so I didn't.
All right, B. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, so what'd he win, Brian?
A $50 Lavenger gift card. Read, write, and dream with Lavenger. From fine pens and planners, notebooks, accessories, and more, visit Lavenger.com.
Yeah, get yourself a nice writing apparatus, okay?
I gave her my heart. She gave me a pen.
That's all Lockdown Laura wanted was a massage.
Yes, that's it. That's all she wanted.
Yeah. There it is. Good
human
job.
Touch.
Touch of a
not asking too much after all the things we've been through.
All right, Mike, hang on.
All right, thank you.
There it is. A massage. That's nice. I'm with you on that. I'd go for it. Been a long time.
I know.
Right? Good. Me and Lockdown Laura get our massages.
Oh, couples massage.
What do you say, Laura?
Poor Laura has no idea what she's in for.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like, she won't go.
She won't go and get a massage?
Yeah, she's too ticklish.
Really?
Yeah, doesn't like it.
Wow. Dave's kind of the same way.
Oh, I know.
Well, they can sit in the waiting room and yeah, you and I can go get a massage and be like, you guys are missing out.
No kidding. Okay, let's do morning court. Coming up, Carrie is on the phone. She's, her husband is funny. I like this guy. He thinks it's okay, just to give you an idea of her case. It's okay to throw your banana peel out the window because he's feeding nature. Okay?
Really?
That's what he thinks. And
okay.
He's standing by it, but Carrie's got some problems with that. So we'll give her a shot at morning court coming up in 15.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order!
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God. Morning court is in session, everybody. Let's say good morning to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, Bob. Hey, LBF.
Carrie, your husband's annoying you with a little fun habit he has, right? What's going on?
So I'm hoping you guys can help me. I mean, it's not really a big deal, but I'm having a little situation. So the other day I was driving and my son was in my car. He was having his, you know, his snacks, and he threw out his banana peel out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, what are you doing? And first of all, why is he throwing it out the window, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, Dad does it all the time. And it's not littering. It's food for the animals.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Is that what Dad says?
Okay.
You know, the birds will eat it or whatever.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I was just so confused. I was, like, thrown back, like, what? What do you mean Dad does it? And, you know, I confronted my husband about it, and, you know, he didn't deny it. It's not a big deal to him, but at the same time, I have to teach my son that it is littering, and it's not right.
He doesn't, so your husband doesn't think it's littering because he's feeding the wildlife, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay, true confession. I mean, guys, if you're on a back road, is it that bad a problem to throw an apple core out the window?
I've been known to do it.
Yeah, I will, mean, too.
And I'm an upstanding member of the community, Bob.
Yeah, and she does it. Wow. But not everyone would agree with us on that. Does he throw anything else out besides banana peels and apple cores?
I mean, no, I haven't seen him. That's why I'm so shocked about it.
So he doesn't do it when you're in the car. I got it. Okay.
I mean, I guess it's not a big deal, but, you know, apple cores, peach pits, whatever. A half a slice of pizza. I don't know.
Oh, why would you throw away perfectly good pizza?
The crust. Some people don't like the crust, right? I said, you know, this is not right. We need to stop littering. And you know, he won't do it. He won't. He said that it's feeding the wildlife and it's winter and, you know, the squirrels have to hibernate.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, my God. That's
so
funny.
Carrie, you're thinking, look, for the kids, he's setting a poor example because apparently your son likes to feed the birdies, too, with his bananas, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a good example. I don't want my kids doing this anymore.
Yeah,
I think it's a poor example and manners.
Yeah. It's funny how he's sticking to his guns.
He's like, that's it. That's what I do. Yeah, he thinks he's...
I love nature.
Yes. He's part of the EPA.
I want to drive behind your husband some days. What the heck? Carrie, look, I've admittedly done it. I'm not going to deny it. LBF has. But with the kids in the car, I don't think I would be doing it to myself. So we'll...
aren't you special?
Well, I don't want them ratting me out to Mom.
True. Good point. You don't want a witness. No. That's why.
No. Kids can't be trusted.
She's calling radio stations.
All right. Okay.
God. Anyway, so Carrie, is it okay? Well, you are in morning court, so... You're going to have some calls. People will chime in and let you know what they think of your case, as it were, if you're taking it too much to heart, or is it indeed littering? Stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
You're going to
get
all kinds of calls on your husband. Maybe he should listen too, okay? Phone number is 888-410-1057. This case is bananas.
It sure is.
It's bananas. All right,
oh,
Carrie.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, LBS.
You're welcome. Very nice. See, the thing is, she doesn't want her son throwing banana peels out the window because Dad does.
Yeah.
Dad's standing by it. So,
no.
I don't, it's not a federal case, but anybody who wants to chime in, you can see how you would advise Carrie.
Banana peels don't decompose at the same rate.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I looked it up.
Okay. All right.
They're like, it takes like years.
Ah. All right. 888-410-1057. What should Carrie do? Or should... I mean, is it okay that her husband, banana peels, pizza?
What's he teaching the next generation?
888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. So we talked to Carrie. Her husband's got this habit of throwing out banana peels out of the car, apple core, any food item. Because he thinks he's got his own little, like you said, little zoo out there.
Little zoo. He's just feeding the animals. Like, he's walking around mending zoo.
Dr. Doolittle just feeding the animals wherever he goes.
Yep.
So Carrie's not happy because their son just did it, and she didn't realize where he got that habit from. But
yeah.
Kid said from Dad. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Rosa.
Rosa, what would you say to Carrie?
Your husband is guilty of teaching your son a bad lesson. I'm a culprit of banana peels myself, but he could throw it in the wrong spot and cause animals to be on the street, and it just isn't a good example for the... So maybe he should not do it with your son in the car.
The verdict says, Rosa says, guilty.
Yep.
Keep your banana peels in the car. Thank you, Rosa. See, Carrie will like that. Okay, who's up, Brian? Anybody?
No idea.
No idea. Well, let's just go to the phone.
All right, let's do
random it. Call, ROR. What do you have to say to Carrie?
I would tell Carrie that she should be way more strict with her husband.
Okay, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, but we hear you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. More strict. We got it. Okay, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, what advice would you give Carrie today?
I actually have done that. I thought it was good for the animals, so...
No.
I didn't know any different.
Well, see, I have an apple. I'm not, you know,
an apple's a little bit different, but a banana for sure is not good for the animals. The animals don't like the banana peels because.
Well, look at that, Kev. You learned.
They're
well,
animals, see? But they're not dumb.
So that's why I listen to this station.
Oh,
it's a learning moment.
Boy.
Thanks, Kev. Okay, bye bye. ROR, Will, what do you say if you're advising Carrie today?
First of all, I said you're raising kids, if it's kids, and then it goes to adults also. But if you're going to start throwing stuff out the window, it's going to, on children, they'll say, well, I can throw this out. Or dad,
right.
Well, I can throw this out. Before you know it, you're going to have paper going out and everything else. 10 years for a cigarette filter to break down. 10 years.
Oh, gosh.
God, so, that's it. Quit smoking.
So you figure, that's just a cigarette filter. That's nothing else that people throw out. Metal, cans, bottles.
Yeah, it got you, Will. Okay, I hear you.
It could escalate.
Yes.
It could.
Janet, what do you say to Carrie?
I say that she's right. He shouldn't be throwing it out the window, especially if you're on the road. You're not going to throw it far enough away from the road. So if an animal is curious about what's out there, they're going to get hit. You see birds going for that.
Good
bread.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And think of that.
Banana peels don't disintegrate. And there's not that many animals that eat the banana peels.
I have a Facebook friend, Christy, who she's a bike enthusiast. And she's taken pictures so many times. She used to post about banana peels on the road.
Really?
Every day. So here's today's.
Well, I mean, what have cartoons taught us about banana peels?
You can slip.
That's right.
Thank you. All right, Terry, what do you got to say today? Terry for Carrie.
Not that I'm a hiker, but they tell you whatever you bring into the woods, Take out. They don't want
like
that stuff laying around for the animals.
Thank you, Terry. We appreciate it. We'll pass it on. Okay, bye. Okay, so, Wayne, you're going to defend the husband. Is that right? No?
Maybe on a back country road you could. But maybe the wife could do one thing better and teach the kids how to compost it. So even if it's in the car, they save it so they can compost it and see what they make out of their compost.
Look at that.
So she gets to teach one more class.
The car compost bin. That sounds like a great product.
My car is a compost bin.
I didn't know it. You're talking to a burnout teacher over there.
I'm just saying, throwing it out there, it's a fine suggestion.
Thanks, Wayne.
I try suggesting it to the wife,
though. Yeah. Go ahead.
Maybe she could teach her husband, too.
That's true.
LBF would throw the husband out the window. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know.
There's
bound to be
like
one
compost
animal that's going to pick it up.
Hey, what's this? Oh, it's a Falcon. Okay. 888-410-1057. The verdict's still open for Carrie. What should she do? What would you advise?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. Let's say good morning to today's player, Officer Shelley.
Cool.
I like it. Oh, you know how it works then, because apparently you've been waiting to play a long time. So we're going to get right at it, Shelley. Remember, you get them all right, you get $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Shelley, are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go.
What is 3 plus 3? Which painter cut off his ear?
Picasso.
What hairstyle is called business in the front, party in the back?
Mullet.
Where is on your body is the patella?
Your kneecap.
What's the capital of Colorado?
Denver.
Who was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan?
Pass.
What mammal gains 200 pounds per day during its first year?
A whale.
Who plays Marty Bird on Ozark?
Bateman. Jason Bateman.
Who wrote Call of the Wild?
Pass. Jack London.
Who was the first? What was the first movie to be rated PG-13? Red Dawn, 16 Candles, or Ghostbusters?
Red Dawn.
Who was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan?
RFK.
Yay! You got. Oh my gosh! Shelly.
Wow.
You know? Do you know how many you missed, Shelly?
How many?
Are you sitting down, Shelly?
I am.
You missed one.
One
stinking question.
One.
You were so close.
You're really good.
Wicked smart. Here's what you missed.
Painter cut off his ear? I know that Picasso's paintings looks like people cut off their ears, but Van Gogh was the painter who cut off his ears. Oh. Picasso was the one who kind of slept with everybody.
Okay, fine. Let's not throw shade on Picasso. Yeah.
Anyway, just a fun fact if you want to wow your friends and family.
Wow. Don't Van Gogh there. Okay.
Bob, I don't even know what to do with you. I feel like I should get you arrested for that one.
Come on.
Don't Van
Gogh. Yeah.
I can't even believe your daughters have let you live.
Can I get a bell on that, please? But Shelly. Just trying to lighten up the mood. She got 9 right.
9 out of 10. God. So close.
Absolute bragging rights. You should hold your head high today when you go to the school. Okay. Hopefully they were listening. I hope they were, because they know now that Officer Shelly is very smart. So we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment, okay, in Marlboro.
Oh, that's awesome. That place is great.
Have a fun day. Take a break. You can eat.
Can I give a shout-out through your app? My mom is listening.
Go ahead.
Via your app down in North Carolina. So just a shout-out to Mom. Love you, Mom. Hope to see you soon.
Oh, that's awesome. What's Mom's name?
Kate.
Kate. Hey, Kate.
Kate, be proud.
Be proud, Kate. You raised a smarty. You really did.
Sure did.
I bet you knew it was Van Gogh. I bet you knew it, but
I did,
you just went with your first. Oh,
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was just on Modern Family the other night, too.
Really? Oh see, there you go.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Shelly, for listening. We appreciate you.
Awesome.
Enjoy Apex. Yeah.
I almost want to go back to high school.
Okay, bye, Shelly.
Almost.
Okay, so Shelly should be proud of herself. 9 out of 10. So if you're in the car yelling because you knew all the answers and you want to play, just do it, Shelly. Go to WROR.com, sign up to play there. Plus, the home version of the game is multi-choice.
Yeah,
right?
Download the app like Shelly's mom. She's smart, too.
Kate, okay?
Okay. Van Gogh there.
Don't. Right. Don't. Okay, Brian.
Make me separate you two.
Did you just say, how do my daughters let me live? Did I miss
that? I asked that.
Okay,
because it's funny. The eye rolling at your house must have been phenomenal.
And they all have big eyes.
They must have sprained their eyes.
Okay, fine. So... 10 o'clock. We're moving on, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be Brian Adams, Summer 69, worth $500 to caller 100 in the 10 o'clock hour. That is your 10K no repeat workday song of the day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have Morning Court today with Carrie, Lady Carrie. She called because her husband apparently thinks it's okay to chuck, you know, the rest of his food out the window, whether it's a banana peel, apple core, pizza crust, whatever. He just does it. So
anything and everything.
So here's what Carrie had to say when we talked to her.
So the other day I was driving and my son was in my car. He was having his, you know, his snacks.
And he threw out his banana peel out the window. I said, what are you doing? And he was like, well, Dad does it all the time. And it's not littering. It's food for the animals. It's recycling. Yeah, the birds will eat it or whatever. Yeah. So I was like, what do you mean Dad does it? And, you know, I confronted my husband about it. And, you know, he didn't deny it. It's not a big deal to him. But at the same time, I have to teach my son that it is littering and it's not right.
We got a lot of calls for Carrie. What, you know, if you were advising Carrie, what would you say to her? Kind of that's the premise of the case.
Okay.
As it were. So let's ask Melissa. She's up next. Melissa, what would you say to Carrie?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The composting is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of take it in, take it out when you hike is a great idea. Banana peels are an invasive species in Massachusetts.
Oh, let's hear it.
You've never seen a banana grow here, right?
I have not yet. No.
So this is the problem. There are no animals. The soil isn't made to break it down because it doesn't recognize it.
How about ants?
Besides the...
Won't ants eat bananas?
Well, I mean, then you get into the next problem.
Then you have more ants. Yeah, yep. No, I mean, it
exactly.
Doesn't work. Right. Thank you, Melissa. We hear you.
There's too many of us as well, right?
Yeah.
It's not one banana peel. It's 10,000 banana peels.
Exactly.
It
yep.
Adds up. Dave, what do you have to say to Carrie today?
Well, there are laws against littering. And those laws don't say you throw food out, it's okay, or paper out, it's not okay. Littering is littering.
Fundamental.
Give a
right
hoot.
There.
Don't pollute.
ROR, good morning. Who is this?
This is Dottie.
Dottie. What do you
yes.
say, Dottie?
I say as long as he's on a back road, it's perfectly fine because we have rabbits that love banana peel.
That's a fact I didn't know.
Are you sure?
Yes, rabbits love banana peels. But if he's on a main road, I would say no because, like the other lady said, little animals could get run over.
Yeah. See, look, I mean, that true confession, I've out the window. Apple core, whatever.
Not a banana peel, just an apple core.
Yeah, as long as he's where there woods and he can get it out in the woods, not on the road.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dottie.
What kind of strange
welcome.
Monkey rabbits are you raising?
Yeah, I know.
Monkey rabbits. Bye, Dorothy.
Bye. Have a good day.
ROR. Jim, any advice for Carrie today?
Yes, I sure do. I was just thinking about this. Do you realize the chaos it would cause on the expressway if he threw his banana peel out and it hit a Toyota Prius?
Why the Prius?
You know, what if just those little electric cars, if they slide on anything, they're out of control.
Oh,
right? That's true. But think about it. What if everybody threw their banana peels out on the expressway?
Yeah.
It would be like an ice storm, slippery roads ahead.
Yeah. I think we have a verdict on this case.
I think we do.
There's a clear-cut verdict of this case.
I don't think the jury had to deliberate for much time at all.
Jury's freaking out having a banana split.
Right. They're like, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at the bright side. You won't have a hung jury like bananas.
No. This jury's hung like a banana. That doesn't sound right.
No.
That does not that sound right.
No, it doesn't. It
not
doesn't
at
sound
all.
Right at all.
Jeez, Jim, can't
and
believe
you said
it. That. Bye, Jim.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye, Jim. Glad you called.
Yeah, it's like when, you know,
anyway.
When that guy at your dinner table says that thing and then the whole place goes silent. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. clear-cut verdict. Clear-cut
yes.
verdict today. So just... Put your banana peels away and find a trash can.
Yes.
You think you're...
Put your bananas in the hammock where they belong.
I think we're done.
Oh, yeah.
I rest. Yeah. You rest, Brian?
What?
I rest. Yeah, you know when you're having dinner and someone says something? Everybody just... Yeah. Okay.
All
good.
Right.
Glad you understand. Okay, LBF, take us to the laundry room, please. What's in the laundry?
You know what?
Dirty laundry, I should say.
All right. Well, I have be on the lookout for movie stars down in Providence and Provincetown.
Right.
I mean, and what star got a dose of her own medicine?
Oh, see, that's the kind of dirt we like.
Yeah,
right.
Finally,
there. Dose of her own medicine. Dirty Laundry with LBF is in 3 minutes from Billy.
Three?
Joel. You better get ready. Yeah, 3 minutes.
For that heads up.
Okay. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Billy Joel, Big Shot. Let's find out what's happening with all these Hollywood big shots out there. LBF's got the dirty laundry ready to go.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to play you a song.
Yeah.
A little ditty.
Okay.
So you're going to be singing all day.
You think.
All right? Okay. I'm going to get to that in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But before that, be on the lookout, everybody, because we have some filming going on in the Boston area. And it's kind of been like a dry spell because because of COVID. We had a couple of Leonardo DiCaprio sightings, but it was tough. Well, now in Provincetown, we have the fine folks from American Horror Story, scary show. Have you ever watched that?
I think we watched one season.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, they're going to be filming American Horror Show Pilgrim.
Oh, I like that.
And that seems scary.
Throwback,
So they started. The stars of those they're going to be down there now. They're starting on Monday. I'm hoping to see Sarah Paulson because she's the most famous person on that show. Mm-hmm. And also, she's very talented. Mm-hmm. And so there's that. And then in Lowell and Watertown, George Clooney and Ben Affleck are coming together for a movie called The Tender Bar. And
Is George Clooney going to do a really bad Boston accent?
No, he's not going to. If he didn't do it in The Perfect Storm,
he didn't do it.
He's not going to attempt it now.
Okay, good, good.
So the kid, his little twins are getting old enough to be annoying, so he's going on location.
To leave
them. Coming to Boston.
Is he actually in it, or is he just like directing it?
I heard that he might be in it. I heard that he's
directing.
He can't stay away. That camera loves him.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know. He's George Clooney. Why deny us his face?
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe your husband Dave can put on that hat that makes him look like George Clooney. He can go be a stand-in.
I know. I make him wear that hat often.
Because he looks like George Clooney with it?
Dave Falcone kind of looks like George Clooney, and I'm not kidding.
Okay.
It's true, Bob.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You can't.
You think whatever you want to think.
All the people think it. It's
they
true.
Do. Okay.
And then they're like, why is George Clooney dating Sally Struthers? You think he could do better
than
that?
No, that's not what they say at all.
Yeah, they do.
That lucky guy.
So anyway, there's that. All right. So this is the person who got a dose for O-Medicine, Dolly Parton, the patron saint of everything awesome. She donated $1 million to
Moderna. Yeah.
And so they could find a vaccine fast. Well, yesterday she filmed it. She got the vaccine. And here's what she had.
That's what
to
a million
say.
Gets you, right?
Yep.
The shots. Okay.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat.
Chicken squat.
Get shot.
I'm just so glad that Dolly Parton is not a cult leader because I would follow her anywhere. I think she's all for good. She's just so lovely.
And she sounded good singing that, too.
Well, can you imagine? She just opens her mouth and it's like everything's right on tune.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
Yeah. So anyway.
Chicken squat. Okay.
Chicken squat.
Don't be a chicken squat.
Don't be a chicken squat, Bob Ronson.
You heard Dolly. You heard her. Well, anyway, high of 45 today. Partly sunny. We'll take it. Right now, it is 27. Brian, 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:52. Don't forget, 9 o'clock, we kick off our no-repeat workday, and we're going to give you a bonus. It's got some benefits. Yes, indeed, the 10K no-repeat workday song of the day is going to be at 10 o'clock. So bright and early, Julie Devereaux is going to play Brian Adams in the 10 o'clock hour. All you got to do is be caller number 100. So that gives you chances, right, to get in and call a couple of times. Hopefully, see if you get through and be caller number 100. Somebody has to win. It's $500 up for grabs. The number we play is the money line number, so it's 855-485-2000. Live life with no regrets.
Really?
Play the game while you work.
Okay.
You don't want regrets.
No.
Not like this girl. Did you hear about this 19-year-old girl? I know you did because I told you earlier. But let me remind you.
I was going to play along.
You don't have to because I don't want you to have any regrets.
Okay.
19-year-old college student in the UK went crazy when her favorite lottery numbers that she plays all the time came up big last Friday for $253 million. There was one hitch.
Yeah.
She realized this was the 1 week she forgot to buy the ticket with those winning numbers.
That's a tough situation.
She'll never forget it. And she's only 19.
I know. She's a long time.
Ooh, long
to
time.
Remember this.
Lot of regrets. So there you go. Lottery regrets.
Lottery regrets.
Don't have any.
Stop it. Did you just make that up by yourself?
I think I just did.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
Like, I don't know if you are like
genius,
the smartest person.
Yeah.
Or the most annoying.
Can you be both?
Wow.
I mean, you made that up.
On
lottery
the fly.
Regrets.
Yeah, don't have a lot of regrets. Yeah,
it's like there's a wire loose.
Don't Van Gogh there. I don't know. I'm on the fence about you these days. I might actually like this. I like this, Bob.
That's kind of glad. No regrets. A lot of regrets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.